To be able to balance dependent arising and emptiness, we need to differentiate between inherent existence and mere existence. It is also crucial to recognize the difference between the absence of inherent existence and utter non-existence. This is why when the great Buddhist sages in India taught the doctrine of emptiness, they did not use the argument that phenomena are empty of the capacity to perform functions. Rather, they said that phenomena are empty of inherent existence because they are dependent arisings. When emptiness is understood this way, both extremes are avoided. The exaggerated notion that phenomena exist from their own side is avoided through realizing emptiness, and the denial of the existence of functionality is avoided through understanding that phenomena are dependent arisings and therefore not utterly non-existent. As Chandrakirti says, this reasoning of dependent arising cuts through all the nets of bad views. Dependent arising is the avenue for steering clear of the two chasms of mistaken outlooks and their attendant pains. Inexpressibility of the truth. Once there was a fledgling scholar in a monastic college in Lhasa who was having a hard time debating, being unable to give a good response to a challenge. So he announced, to the amusement of all, that he knew all the answers, but was having trouble expressing them in words. Maybe we, not knowing emptiness well, could just repeat the statement in our Buddhist scriptures that the perfection of wisdom is inconceivable and inexpressible, and we could try to look profound. However, this statement means that the realization of emptiness as it is directly experienced in non-dualistic meditation cannot be expressed in words. It does not mean that emptiness cannot be reflected and meditated upon. When we say, hear, or think about terms such as emptiness or ultimate truth, they appear to us in separate subject and object, the consciousness on one side and emptiness on the other side. Whereas in profound meditation, subject and object have one taste. Emptiness and the consciousness perceiving it are like water put in water, undifferentiable.